Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Two things tracking in the Weather Center. One, another really pleasant, nice, mild day today, and then a cooler, wetter weekend, at least part of it. We'll walk through the timeline for this coastal low.
The state's Safer School Task Force is meeting later this morning. Just ahead, how they're taking a closer look at UNC students' mental health in light of two recent school lockdowns.
State lawmakers reach a deal on how to spend the $30 billion state budget. What that spending plan includes and why leaders say they're confident it will be approved.
And the 82nd Airborne Chorus wows the country live on the America's Got Talent stage.
All of this is wrong, but I'm still right here. I don't have the answers, but the question is clear.
You have an hour left to vote for them as they look to move on to the show's finale next week. Straight from Fort Liberty, their energy contagious. So they sang a song from Pink's new album called I Am Here. Well, we are here to kick off your Wednesday morning. It's going to feel fabulous. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And we're glad you're here as well as we get things started with that bounce. They looked incredible. I can't wait to see more of them coming up. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gardner's in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Can't wait for more of this great weather, too.
Yeah, it's going to be so nice. It's a lovely morning out there. It's a little cloudier than it was yesterday. And that's because of that. Our temperatures are slightly warmer. This is a live look at North Hills here in Raleigh. 62 degrees. Of course, that's still very pleasant compared to the temperatures we were seeing last week. Our dew point 57, as long as that dew point's in the 50s, it feels very comfortable outside. It's 65 in Fayetteville, 55 in Goldsboro, 61 in South Hill, 58 in Southern Pine. So range anywhere from the mid-50s to the mid-60s across our viewing area this morning. Hour by hour, mid-70s at lunchtime. We'll hit 84 for the high this afternoon with low humidity. 84 is the high from yesterday, so it should feel very similar to yesterday. Tropical outlook, still just 30% chance that this becomes a tropical low, but no matter whether it's tropical or not, the impact for us is the same. It's still going to be a low pressure system that spreads rain across the area during the day on Friday. It's moving a little faster, so a little quicker arrival with the rain on Friday, but it's also quicker moving out on Sunday. So Friday afternoon and most of the day Saturday look wet, and then late Saturday it starts to pull out. We may still see some lingering cloud cover on Sunday, but the rain should be over. So for outdoor plans, Sunday definitely looks like the drier day. For Saturday, this is what we're looking at. Gusts 30 to 35 miles per hour, 1 to 2 inches of rain, and a high of just 70 degrees. We'll continue to follow the path of that system coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader. This morning it is 6:02, and here's our map right now with a lot of green on the sensors as we get things going here just after 6 o'clock this Wednesday morning. But so far, so good out there on the roadways. Coming in from the Johnson County area, I-40 westbound looking good so far in the clear. The Beltline 540 and 40 over near Durham also in the clear. Here's our live look at Avon Ferry Road. There's plenty of cars out there on the roadway, so we're going to continue to check back in with you and let you know if any incidents pop up.
Today, work is happening to try to find better ways to protect and support North Carolina students at all levels, from elementary school to college. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. And Kelsey, a member of UNC's staff will address the state's task force for safer schools today, weeks after that deadly shooting on campus.
Jeff, good morning. Yes, the state's task force for safer schools will meet in just a few hours. And one of the topics of discussion for today's meeting is UNC students' mental health. The school has been on lockdown twice already this semester. The first time after a campus shooting that left one faculty member dead and thousands of students, faculty, and staff in a panic. The second after a man waved a gun at a campus bagel shop. The task force is made up of appointed stakeholders, including students, school administrators, and mental health professionals. And as this statewide task meeting, this statewide task force meeting is happening this morning, Wake County school leaders are going to be meeting here at the school board headquarters to talk about how to keep their students safe in the classroom. So you'll hear more about that coming up in the next half hour. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary. State lawmakers have reached a deal on the budget after removing the controversial expansion of gambling from the plan. You're looking live at the General Assembly, where the House and Senate plan to vote on the $30 billion budget tomorrow and Friday. Medicaid expansion remains a key part of this budget deal, but the gambling component had caused a rift among Republicans, making it impossible for them to reach a deal. Senate Majority Leader Phil Berger tells WREL leaders decided they could no longer let casinos hold up the other key issues.
Has raises for our state employees, has additional compensation for our teachers, has a bonus for our retirees. It also has needed funding for water and sewer projects and other projects all across the state of North Carolina.
The raises for teachers are 4% over the next 2 years. For state employees, it's 3%. Legislative leaders say they expect the budget to pass with the support of all Republicans and some Democrats.
Parents in Wake County are getting their first look at a plan that could move some students to new schools and onto different calendar schedules. Wake County Public School System unveiled its student reassignment plan for 2024-25. It is designed to address issues including overcrowding in schools and problems with bus routes. It would shuffle students in and out of more than 21 schools. Some of those kids who have been on traditional calendars could end up at year-round schools and vice versa. School leaders say affected families can apply to keep their kids in their current schools. The school system is collecting feedback before a final vote in November. You can find the full list of those schools affected on WRL.com.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be on Capitol Hill today, where you're looking live. He will meet with senators about his need for support in the fight against Russia. He and President Biden both spoke at the United National General Assembly yesterday. In historic remarks to the assembly, Zelensky pleaded for more backing from around the world.
We have a real chance to end the aggression on the terms of the nation which was attacked.
If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure?
Support for the Ukrainian cause is beginning to wane among Republican lawmakers over the Biden administration's calls for billions in more aid. Coming up on today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will sit down with Savannah Guthrie. He will talk about President Biden's speech at the UN yesterday, which also included warnings about climate change and artificial intelligence. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
Today, the Federal Reserve will wrap up another of its benchmark meetings that will give us all a better idea of how the U.S. economy is doing. They're planning to release new projections that will likely show a stronger economic growth. It is also expected to show slightly lower unemployment rates this year. Interest rates are expected to hold steady, at least for now. However, the Fed is likely to weigh another rate hike for later this year as we continue to battle inflation. A big economic wild card is rising gas prices we have noticed over recent weeks, Renee.
And Jeff, according to AAA, the national average is $3.88 a gallon. That's the highest price since October of last year. New numbers this morning show North Carolina's average is $3.51. That's actually down 6 cents from where it was a month ago.
And happening right now in the WREL Life Center, as we wait on that decision for those interest rates, we're taking a live look at stock futures on Wall Street this morning. These have been increasing a little bit. Dow Jones now up 67 points, S&P 500 up 8 points, and NASDAQ is up 25 points. We will get the word on those Federal Reserve decision today at 2:30.
Thanks, Michelle. Another stunning performance has the 82nd Airborne Chorus getting closer to winning America's Got Talent.
I am here. I've already seen the bottom, so there's nothing to fear.
WRL's Ken Smith will join us with what the singers plan to do with that grand prize money if they make it all the way.
And Fortnite players could be eligible for a payout. How you can apply to get your piece of a multi-million dollar settlement.
And today and tomorrow, looking good. Pleasant temperatures, and we'll see some sunshine both days. But starting Friday and then lingering into Saturday, our coastal low will bring some rain and wind. I'll show you how much you could see where you are.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11, and it feels pleasant out there this morning. It's a little bit cooler than it was yesterday. We're looking at what's happening out there right now, and of course, we're looking at the conditions decreasing as we get through the weekend. We're going to see a coastal low that moves up across the area, and that coastal low, of course, will help to bring us the chance for some rain. Right now, looking at 62 degrees as you're headed outside. We have some cloud cover out there right now. The kids at the bus stop should feel pretty comfortable with our temperatures similar to yesterday. As they're getting off the bus this afternoon, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. We're starting with some clouds this morning, but we'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Today and tomorrow both stay dry, but we are tracking that weekend rain as that coastal low moves up toward our area. I'll show you coming up.
We are checking traffic and weather every 10 minutes here on WREL, and we have our delay map here. All of our major routes coming in and out of Raleigh right now, delay free, maybe a couple of minutes if you hit any stoplights on US 1 southbound coming in from the Wake Forest area. Over in Durham, it's pretty much the same story right now, delay free across the board. We're not seeing any major incidents out on the roadways at this point. That's good news here on this Wednesday morning. Here's a live look at 440 at Glenwood Avenue, the Beltline right now. Things are smooth sailing. Renee.
Brett, thank you. An Apex man is charged with murder after his wife's body was found in Jordan Lake. Chatham County investigators say Omar Dravik threw Hadil Hikmat's body off a bridge into the lake. It happened in August. Deputies had suspected something criminal and searched the couple's home in Apex and another home in Raleigh. WRL spoke with Hikmat's brother, who lives in Turkey.
It pains me to see the nearest one in family the most dangerous. We love you, Hadil. Rest in peace, my sis.
Dravik is being held without bond at the Chatham County Detention Center. His next court date is scheduled for September 25th.
A local family is out of their home this morning after a fire. This happened on Misty Grove Circle in Morrisville. It's off Morrisville Carpenter Road. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The fire chief tells WRL the fire started in the kitchen and no one was hurt.
Raleigh City Council has selected developer Omni Hotels and Resorts for a luxury hotel that's coming to downtown. The 550-room hotel will feature a rooftop pool, spa, as well as meeting space. It will be built between the Convention Center and Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. The Raleigh Convention Center says it lost 64 events over 3 years because there weren't enough dedicated hotel rooms nearby.
They have the experience, and I think when you get a product like Omni that comes into your city, it makes a huge statement in the convention and meetings market. Everybody loves Omni. They have a great reputation, and I think it really speaks to what the type of hotel that we were trying to secure.
City Council is putting $400,000 toward negotiations with Omni. The city expects a luxury hotel to open in 2027. It will be the first Omni in the Triangle.
Fort Liberty has a million reasons to be proud this morning. The 82nd Airborne Division All-American Chorus shined on the world stage on America's Got Talent. WRL's Ken Smith is here with their pop music performance that had everyone on their feet, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, these American heroes turned a song by Pink, I Am Here, into pure musical magic. Take a listen.
I am here.
Hey.
All of this is wrong, but I'm still right here. Right. I don't have the answers, but the
listening to it again, I still have goosebumps. This was their first live performance on AGT as they go for that $1 million prize. Simon Cowell couldn't say enough about this performance.
And I speak for everyone here when I say thank you for your service. And also, thank you for not doing an obvious song. I mean, this is a Pink song.
Yes, sir.
Which you turned around with a perfect lyric, and it was fun, and it was emotive. For me, this was a moment. You are one of my favorite acts this year.
One of America's favorite acts, too. Only two of the 11 acts will make it to the finals. Now, remember, you still have time to show your support for the 82nd Airborne Division All-American Chorus. Voting is open for another 45 minutes. It closes at 7 this morning. We'll find out tonight at 8 right here on WRL if they advance to the finals, Jeff and Renee. And Staff Sergeant Marcus Gilbert says they're really performing just to represent their country and really to represent the 82nd Airborne Division.
I am
and they are doing it superbly. If you just close your eyes and listen to them and then open your eyes and see them in their marine attire, you'd never guess that the sounds could come out of that group. Yeah. They're awesome.
And the thing is, they're not doing it for the money, because they're donating, if they win $1 million, they're donating it to charity.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Five-star performance right there. If you or your child plays Fortnite, you could be owed part of a government settlement. Players can now apply for a portion of $245 million that Cary-based Epic Games agreed to pay to settle a complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC said Fortnite duped players into making unwanted purchases and made it easy for children to buy items without parental consent. The agency will send notices out to players soon.
6:17, the time right now on our Wednesday. And as we start to lean towards the weekend, right, it is Wednesday. Kind of want to stay in the moment here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, because it's so good these last few days.
Yes, we've had a gorgeous week so far, and we'll continue it today and tomorrow. But then we have the coastal low that will affect us Friday and Saturday mainly. I'm going to walk through the timeline coming up. But first, a look outside. Goldsboro looking beautiful. We do have some cloud cover out there this morning. Those clouds should dissipate into the afternoon. Apex looking nice. Chapel Hill feeling comfortable there as we take a look from Top of the Hill Restaurant. Our next system will be developing off the coast of Florida and sliding up the coast into North Carolina. It's trending a little stronger and more organized, and definitely the models are coming in much better agreement about what's going to happen. It looks like we have a good consensus that this is going to roll right up the coast of North Carolina. It's going to bring some wind and rain starting Friday afternoon, continuing through Saturday. And what's new this morning is it moves out much faster. So it looks like Sunday is trending drier. That's good news, at least to salvage part of the weekend. It may or may not become a tropical depression or a tropical storm. It's only a 30% chance, but the impact for North Carolina will be the same no matter what. That low moves in, helping to spread rain across our area during the day on Friday. It'll start maybe around lunchtime in our eastern counties and spreading by the afternoon into the triangle at 6 p.m. Then Saturday, that rain is with us most of the day, but really starting to ease up, taper off by late afternoon and evening. And then that low just zips off the coast, leaving us dry on Sunday, but leaving us with some cloud cover and some cool temperatures too. This is going to bring cool temperatures and wind along with it. Our weekend rain chances look like this. We're looking at about 30% chance on Friday, 60 Saturday, and a 20% chance on Sunday. We take a look at our wave heights, and this is a model of what that could look like. Those wave heights really building during the afternoon on Friday. We'll have high rip current danger along the coast, as well as some coastal erosion. That continues all the way through Sunday, even as that system moves out. So it will be a dangerous weekend to swim at the beaches along the coast. For us here inland, our winds starting Friday into Saturday will be gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. So you're going to feel that. That's not enough to cause a lot of widespread damage, but, you know, limbs will get tossed around, trash cans, that sort of thing. Hurricane Nigel is a Category 2 storm, but it just continues to move up into the North Atlantic and fizzle out over the next several days. So this is the next one that we're watching closely, coming off the coast of Africa with a 70% chance of developing. The next name is Ophelia. It is going to be cooler as the system moves up the coast this weekend. 78 Friday, 70 Saturday, and then 75 on Sunday. We're back to 80s for Monday and Tuesday. Brett?
And we're taking a look at traffic right now. It's 6:19, and I'm in for Brian Trader this morning. It is all green across all of our roadways so far this morning. That's the good news coming in from the Garner area in Johnson County. We are in the clear so far right now, and the Beltline also looking good. 540 is all green on all of our sensors right now, too. I-40 at NC-751. That's our live look there. It's still a black and white picture, but not for long, because you can kind of see the light coming in above the clouds there right now as the sun starts to come up on the roadways here. But we are in the clear so far. Jeff and Renee will let you know if that changes.
Sounds good, Brett. Thank you. Raleigh's Christmas parade is less than 2 months away, and changes to the plan are still being sorted out. City business owners are sharing their thoughts about new safety precautions going into place.
Taylor Swift has a puzzling new way to announce details of her next album. How you can play a part in it, coming up in What's Trending.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, Taylor Swift and Google are teaming up.
So fans are jamming the search engine, trying to crack the code about her next album. The singer posted a video to Instagram showing a blue vault and a series of letters.
and the caption references a search. On Google, if you search Taylor Swift, the same vault appears with a puzzle when you click it. And Taylor says after 33 million puzzles are solved, she will release details about the new album.
So she crashed Ticketmaster with ticket sales. Now she's crashing Google because folks can't get on it. And she had to get to 33 million, right? And some folks are so mad because they couldn't get to some of the dozens of puzzles that they can solve, because just too many people were trying to get in on it, and they said, we'll never get to 33 million because we can't get in the vault.
Well, we checked, and there's 28 million so far solved, so we're getting really close here. We'll see what happens.
Close. We're also getting our first look at Rihanna and A$AP Rocky's newborn son. Riot Rose appears alongside his famous parents in a new photo shoot with People magazine. Riot Rose was born August 1st. He's the couple's second child.
Oh, he's so adorable. And Riot Rose has even been to the Super Bowl, because you remember back in February when Rihanna performed and she rubbed her belly, Riot Rose was in there. And she also said that she likes dressing her baby up in pink, that she doesn't want traditional colors necessarily. Just whatever clothes that Riot Rose wants to wear.
Just the first thing my wife asked, why so much pink for the boy?
No.
Don't care.
Why not?
Once you pop, the fun don't stop. And Pringles is living up to that, rolling out its crisps and caviar collection. This is in response to a social media trend. The limited edition products pair the original sour cream and onion and barbecue flavor Pringles with white sturgeon caviar and smoked trout roe. They'll cost you a pretty penny, $50 to $140.
Just give me the Pringles. I'll be happy with that. Be sure to watch our Tar Heel Traveler special tonight at 7:30. Scott Mason and photojournalist Sean Braswell take us up and down the coast, featuring our state's many lighthouses. They'll tell the fascinating stories of the structures that have dotted our coast for centuries.
All right, taking a look at our muggy meter. It's comfortable for the next couple of days and then starts to climb as rain rolls into our area for the weekend. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
We'll also give you a live look right now at the General Assembly, where lawmakers will vote tomorrow on the state's budget plan. What's in it for teachers and state employees, and why casino gambling is not part of that deal?